All right, as we talk of Owatonna High School track and field, let's bring in Kevin Stelter. Like the girls, the boys were at the True Team meet early in the week, and for that matter, probably had another meet or so before then. We missed out on talking to Kevin last week. So, Kevin, either the True Team or just some recent action, take us through the track and field standings for the boys here lately.
Yeah, like you said, we were at the True Team meet on Tuesday, and that was a really nice day for us to be out running, probably one of the nicest days we've had this spring so far. And we had some good performances by some of our top athletes. Team-wise, we didn't finish up quite as good as what we were hoping for. But the big thing is we've got a lot of 9th and 10th graders that are trying to compete at the varsity level. And sometimes that just takes them a while to mature and whatnot. So we ended up 9th overall as far as the team was concerned. But Keenan Young had a great day, ran his two fastest times of the season in the 110 hurdles and 300 hurdles, won both of those races. And as of right now, he's got about the 5th fastest time in the state in the 110 hurdles, and he has the fastest time in the state in the 300 hurdles. So he had a real nice day for us. Colton Camholt, our pole vaulter, has been really consistent, winning most of the events that he's been in, and he's pretty solid at about 13.6 right now, and pushing the 14-foot mark for pole vault, so doing a real nice job there. Had Seth Delbridge, probably one of our better sprinters, who's also a freshman, had a nice day for us, jumped over 20 feet in the long jump, ended up third in that event. Unfortunately, though, he's got a torn muscle in his hip, so he's going to be out for the rest of our season. So we'll miss him. But like I said, yeah, those guys have been doing a good job. And then, like I said, otherwise, that most of our relays finished up in the 4th, 5th, 6th positions, and the individualized as well. So team-wise, like I said, not exactly where we wanted to be, but we've got some top individuals that are doing some really good things. And then we were at Faribault on Thursday for a triangular with Mankato, Faribault, and us, and ended up second place there. Again, had some nice performances by our top guys as well. So just kind of gearing up here. We got another triangular coming up in Austin on Tuesday, and then we'll have the makeup of our Lakeville North Mega Meet on Thursday. So that's kind of what the upcoming week is looking for. And then we're into conference time. And our JV will have their conference meet the following Monday, and then the actual Big Nine conference meet is being hosted in Owatonna this year. So we'll have all the teams down for that on the 23rd, Thursday the 23rd of May. So kind of got some big things coming up, but we finally hit some good weather, and obviously we're getting into the tournament time of the season.
The conference opponents that you have seen so far, is there a clear-cut favorite who's really having a great season?
Yeah, Rochester Century ended up second place at the True Team meet to Lakeville South. Lakeville South won pretty handily by about 250 points, but Rochester Century was right behind them for second place. So they're probably the better of the conference teams that we've seen so far. Mankato East obviously is always solid, but you know, look for Rochester Century and East to do pretty well in the conference meet. We were at the Dick Norman the week before, and that had everybody but Century in it as far as our conference is concerned, and we were able to finish fourth in that meet. So, you know, a good showing of our athletes in that. But overall, probably looking at Century and East to be two of the better teams. So that conference meet.
All right. And once in a while, hearing a little bit of a breeze in the phone here. Kevin, you're out taking in Minnesota's big holiday fishing opener, huh?
Yeah, we're trying to celebrate Mother's Day a day early. So we got some fishing in to see if we can get some fish for mom for the Mother's Day, but we haven't had a lot of success. There's a lot of boats running up and down and a lot of guys standing in some winter jackets, but we're all giving it a try anyway. We're out in Washington County Lake out by St. Peter, and like I said, not a lot of going on right now, but the hope is that here in the next half hour, things will really heat up.
Oh, I think the fish were waiting for you to get done with the coaches show interview.
I'm absolutely sure that's the case.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for the time. Good luck with the upcoming meets and, of course, Big Nine being hosted in Owatonna just before Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely, Roy. Thank you.
All right. Talking to Owatonna Boys Track and Field, Kevin Stelter with us on the Coaches Show, KRFO and the KRFO app.